Unless you're sure, follow.
Okay, everyone, shalom. Today's the last year we have before Yom Kippur in the year, day year. So I wanted to say over one word that has to do with Yom Kippur and your day. And then Bez Hashem will continue after Sukkot. Okay, and I recommend if you have time to do Chazara, it's always good to do Chazara, because it, you know, adds up a lot of things. And Okay. So we know the Torah brought on Yom Kippur. So the Mar says in Yuma on Mem Gimel Amud Beis, "B'chol Yom Haysadaka." V'hayom daka min hadaka. In other words, the spices of the Ketores, every day it was thin, daka, but on Yom Kippur it was daka min hadaka. It was super, super grind, super thin. So what's the significance of Gimel Amud Beis? B'chol yom hay sadaka, v'hayom daka min hadaka. So, let's take a look. There's a Gemara Krisis on Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara says, "Shalosh monim yisayim shemehem kangadol machtes below chovna v'yom kippurim." No sin asal lebachtes is be'every yom kippurim. So the certain amount of spices, three extra ones that kangadol would put in yom kippur, and he puts it on the grinder on every yom kippur. V'shoch kol yofe yofe. Kidei shetei daka min hadaka. That it should be daka min hadaka. Super thin. Kidetani daka matamulom gavinam v'shachan v'en adek matamudaka kidei shetei daka min hadaka. The other verse says, Amar Avchana bar Bizna, Amar Avshim Chasida, kol tainis she'imba miposha Yisrael, ein a tainis. He says, any tainis that the Poshe Yisrael are not involved in is not a tainis. Sherei halavana, sherei chelbana, chelbana is one of the spices. Recha ra has a bad smell, but still, umeno hakosov im samamane haktoris. But it's still counted, you know, when the different samonim, chelbana, vona, you know, all the different species, all the different spices I mentioned, chelbana is one of them. Even though chelbana is a bad smell, but it's still one of them. It's still one of them. So what's the significance of this? And what's the significance? Why does on Yom Kippur, does it have to be daka min hadaka? Machnisan b'machteshes b'erv Yom Kippurim kishdei shetei daka min hadaka. So you take a look in, that we remember we've discussed in Hilchas Tarovis, there's a Tarovis Yovish B'Yovish, that's the first thing we've talked about, and then Lach B'Lach. So Yovish min HaYovish means that what? That it's like the three pieces of meat, two McDonald's, one McDonald's. Then we've had lach b'lach, like we have non-kosher milk that fell in a vat of kosher milk, lach b'lach, right? So let's look at the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Pesach, even though we're not holding by Pesach at this point. But let's see what he says. Rashal hayadorish. Marshal hayadorish. Shekol echad yochal ma'at konum pesach mikemach shol pesach. Kishem hayasham chashash chimutz. Whereas you have the flour that you're going to use on Pesach, right? So you should eat a little of that flour before Pesach. Kishem hayasham chashash chimutz. Because maybe some of it got machmitz. V'yitle b'masha ochal. And you'll be told that the whatever chametz it was is what you ate before Pesach. V'tov liten mimenu l'oni. And you give it to the to the oni. Then this is the tzorich in. This is a dafke, but over choshuv. Shemis arev yovish v'yovish v'nechol ech v'hem azakol muter. K'mon shakos v'yoredeya. In other words, so let's see what's going on here. What is it, what is he saying here? Because we know that chametz is also b'mashahu, right? On Pesach, but before Pesach is batal. Before Pesach is batal. But when is it batal? If it's what? Blach, he has a taro, real tarovus. Blach. It's batal. And if you get batal before Pesach, then on Pesach it's still mutter. Right? Because only if the matcha who happened on Pesach. But if it happened before Pesach, then it's batal. Chametz is Hashem matcha, it's not batal. But that's only if the chametz fell into the other stuff on Pesach. If it fell in before Pesach, it's what? It's batal. But that's only what? That's only lach belach. So here, the Zer Davka B'Dom Choshuv, Shinesar V'Yovish V'Yovish V'Nechol Behem. How's that called Mutter? In other words, the idea that that it's Osir is only Yovish B'Yovish. Aval Kemach B'Kemach Mikri Lach B'Lach. Im Shishim HaKol Shari. Im Shishim HaKol Osir. In other words, if you have a Tarovus before Pesach, if you have a tarovus before Pesach, right, of chametz in, and it's lach b'lach means it's mamish mixed in or got cooked together, so then it's mutter. Once Pesach comes, it's mutter, even though there's chametz there, but it's batal. It's not chol zivaneir. But if it's yavish b'yavish, say you have three pieces of matzah, and two of them are kashul Pesach, and one of them is chametz tikkun matzah. But you can't tell the difference. So then, but it was batel from before Pesach. In other words, you didn't know but from before Pesach you had this taruvus in your mind, like three pieces. So it doesn't matter once it's Pesach. So by yavish b'yavish, it's gonna be aser. Even though it happened before Pesach, because it's Chos of Aneir. So he's saying, so he's saying like this, so why do you have to, if you have Kemach of Chometz mixed in with Kemach that's Koshel of Pesach, before Pesach, right? So then it's Mutter. Because what's Kemach in Kemach? Is that milk like milk, or is that like the McDonald's and McDonald's?
No, it's lach b'lach.
So, So the Mogen Avraham saying kemach is blach because it mixes in. It might not be mixing in as well as milk and milk, but it's flour. Flour mixes. So if it mixes, then there's nothing to do. You don't have to eat some before and tola, because it's batel. And once it's batel, it's going to be batel on. So why do you have to do this? That you, it says it's good that you should take a little bit out and give it to the ani before Pesach, because maybe there's chametz here, and this way it'll be chozer v'neir. So this way it won't be chozer v'neir because you could be tola that whatever chametz is, you already gave it out. But why should you have to do that? It's lach balach, and lach balach is bottle. If it's lach balach before Pesach, then once Pesach comes, it's bottle. So he says, in a chanami, it's just a chumrah to do that. It's just a chumrah. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Aval kemach v'kemach mikri lach balach, im yesh shishim ha'kol shari, im yesh shishim ha'kol osa. Tzarech lom de chumrah ba'al manokit. He says the mashal calls him also tzaddik. Since the mashal said it's good, then you can follow him. So if you look at the Chok Yaakov, he says no. Because of Mogen Avraham, mashal hayadori shigol echad yochad ma'at. You know, these days it's called Kimcha de Pischa. We call most chitim Kimcha de Pischa. But when I collect for most chitim here, Kimcha de Pischa, no, I'm not giving out flour to the anim. You know, I give to the guy with tzedakah, we give him money. And then rise to things, you know. But those days they gave flour. That's what they gave. They gave out Kimcha de Pischa, literally, Kimcha de Pischa. So if you have kimcha de pischa that had maybe has some chametz, some of the kemach became chametz and it's mixed in. So the marshal says, so you should take, you know, as a chashash, maybe there's some chametz, take some aside and give it to an ani. And why? Why do you have to do that? Because even though it was bottled before, but it's chozer v'neir, it reverts back. But that's only by Yovish B'Yovish. This is Lach B'Lach. So you're in the Hanami, you don't have to do it. It's really Batel. But it's a Chumrah. But the Chok Yaakov says, no. He disagrees. He says, V'li Nira. First word of the line is V'li Nira. The Dina Ka'omar. It's the Halacha. The Avogav, the Kaimel, Kemach, B'Kemach, Mikri, Lach B'Lach. Mikomokom, Hadas, Ktsas, G'dole, Poskim, the Kemach, B'Kemach, Mikri, Yovish B'Yovish. That there are people, the poskim that say that kemach is called yavish b'yavish, because it's still not like milk.
Right.
Right. It mixes. It's not like three pieces of McDonald's and McDonald's, you know. But it mixes, but still not. So that's the question: is it called yavish b'yavish or is it called lach b'lach? So the Magen Avraham says it's called lach b'lach, and it was only chumrah to do that. Because if it's yavish b'yavish, then Medina, you have to, it's not going to be bottom.
Why is that?
Because it's considered.
Why don't you say like three pieces of matzah, two are kosher for Pesach, and one is for why don't we say it's like the two from McDonald's and one from McDonald's?
So Taki is bottom, but Chametz is also b'mashahu.
So no, but I'm saying if the mixture happened before Pesach.
Right, but it's chozer v'neir.
Rabbana,
right? It's chozer v'neir. It's chozer v'neir, tocha Pesach. So therefore, so the Magen Avraham says this thing of the Mashal is just a chumrah, but the Chok Yaakov says no. He says, where's it? Lean near the Dina Komar. No, it's Medina. The davar of the kaimel and kemach mekemach mikri lach balach mikom mokom hadas ksas gedol haposkim the kemach mekemach mikri yovish biyovish. There are poskim that say that it's called yovish biyovish. V'imkein v'didhu ha'yachol z'v'neir b'toch ha'pesach. Okay, ma? Tef shal v'sakim v'chatchi v'atzei salib b'dekul y'alma b'sakhnihim v'yochal mav v'talinu v'ashi yochal. Avogad Vur Biorde, the Lotali of Masha Ochel, Alkin, she Ochel Beshogig, Komokom came, she Nasa Kodam Pesach, and Adain Shas Heter, who make a Lebekash Klaal. So he says that really it's also, you know, but to take care of this problem, so we take it away, and that's what. So it comes out of the machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Chok Yaakov, where the Kemach B'Kemach is considered Lach B'Lach, or is it considered Yavish B'Yavish? You hear? And the Nafkamina is whether it's Chos V'Neir on Pesach Medina, or just L'Chumra. Okay, good.
If it's getting Medina, then you would have to say it's
if it's Medina, so then it's Yavish B'Yavish. So then it's Medina, it's Chos V'Neir. And the Tosis in Yevamos here on page 5 says with the arrows, the field kemach kaven shitzonin hu the ain tal mispashid bottle. The Yilafachi, a field kemachidim kemasor min bemino hu the rabbi does over here. We know some times of Inamik Sheyofa also need new times of Zebzez. So he's saying that. The few kemach kevin shet sonen hu v'ein tam mispashet batel. So it's kemach, it doesn't have the same nesinas tam, so we'll see what he means in a second. Oh. And if you look in the shach here, he quotes Kosef Abach on page 6, the kemach v'kemach kevin de nivlal mikri lach v'lach. And then he quotes the Tosas and Zvachim. But then he says, but the Tosas in Yevamos is mashma that it's lach lach b'lach. So he says, since it's so named that it's not lach b'lach, it's yavish b'yavish, unless it's hot. And then the tam goes in. So he's saying kemach, the Bach says kemach b'kemach is called lach b'lach, and then others say no. And he wants to say from the Tosis before that we just saw that Tosis holds that it's not considered lach b'lach because it's not a full, it's not like liquid. It's still different. Okay. So now you have a fundamental machlokis, the Magen Avraham and the Chok Yaakov. And you have the Bach, and you have Tosis and Zvachim versus Tosis and Yevamos. So you have a lot of different Rishonim and Achronim discussing this question. Okay? Good? So now, this is all Hakdama to understand. Now we're going to tie it into Yom Kippur. Okay? We'll see how we tie this into Yom Kippur. You ready? Page 7. This is from the Kosher Glover. The Kosher Glover. No, I have to always tell you that if you're in the library, right, you have to go on 5A, you go on 5A, to see the picture. And you should stare into his eyes. You know, 30 seconds at least, to get to Yerushalayim from the Kosher Glover. Okay? 5A, when you come out of the elevator. Rav Aryeh's Frommer. Be'er Yom Kippurim, I machnisim echtoros odapam machteshes. They say daka mina daka. Right? Put it into the grinder again. Kitishes hektoros yiremez ha'chabrus Yisrael yachad. What does the grinding of the ketoros represent? That all of Klal Yisrael is coming together. Right? All the different spices are now together. Vafilu im hapchusim shev Yisrael, even if the people are in the lowest madrega, Kishabu b'leiv shalem. Even Yesh b'zeh harbe tov machmas chelek hatov shebehem. Even, you won't say, oh, the bad people, they should stay aside. No, even the bad people have good in them. Okay, gam ha-chelbana ha-isa b'toch ha-ktoris. Even though chelbana is recha ra. She miramezes al poshe Yisrael, k'moshe amru chazal. The chelbana is representing the poshe Yisrael. But even there, part of the conglomerate. So he writes like this. Hinei yesh plukta b'kemach im choshiv lach b'lach. Shim's Arav Yofa, right, that we saw in the Mogen Avraham. Olo, Ayim Bezeh B'Mogen Avraham, HaKoponim, Eich Shem Yuman Hadov Boror, Chol Shenitchan HaKemach Dak B'Yoyser, Do Mehel Yoser L'Lach B'Lach. That any time that it's what? It's Nitchan even more. What is that? That's more similar to L'Lach B'Lach. Because the finer it gets, the more similar to a liquid it is. B'yesh bila. Oh, our good friend, Rav Hess, he loves to speak about B'yesh bila. Right, bila means it's totally mixed. V'chein b'ktoris, kol shenitchan yoser chazak, mis'arv yoser. The more fine you crush it up, the more it gets mixed. So on Yom Kippur, it was grind from before, but now on Erev Yom Kippur, we grind it again. Daka min adaka. Kidei lahoros, what's the idea? That even though you have Avos Yisrael Kol Hashana and you're mixed with people and you love people, lo taspik zu etzlo Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you have to have a higher standard. You have to even be closer, mixed more. El biyom hazeh Yosef omitz od l'skacher, to be more kosher. And therefore, what does the Torah represent? Different people? But the more fine it's ground, the more it's going to be similar to what? To lach balach. Lo tazmik zo etz lo yom kippur. El biyom hazeh Yosef omitz od l'skacher, v'schacher nim kol Yisrael ba'ava aza. Get rid of all sin of taromas. That's why we ask forgiveness. So that's significant on the halacha in the Ketores, that it's daka, but on Yom Kippur, the Ketores, this has to be daka ben hadaka. So that's why we put it back into the grinder for a second grinding. And when it's daka min hadaka, it means it's more moriv. It means the level of Avas Yisrael that we have during the year is not sufficient for Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, we have to have a higher level. We have to have a higher level of Avas Yisrael. And that's even though, you know, kemach is a machloikis, right? But the more we grind it, the more it's similar to lach balach. And lach balach is just really mixed together. That means that everyone's together, and everyone cares about each other, and everyone's ma'ava with each other. And that's the message of Yoredeya with Yom Kippur. The standard is not the same as the rest of the year. We have a higher standard. Right? We say Yom Kippur is Yom She'ein Bo Sinna, Ein Bo Tachris. There's no competition, there's no Sinna. It's a higher level of Avas Yisrael. And that you see from this din of Machzirin L'Machteshes Be'er V'Yom Kippurim Kidei She'tehe Dacha Ben Hadaka. Okay, everyone say, so I thought, when I saw this, I was blown away. You know, I like to, you know, learn the Kasher Glover. And I told you should go to the 5A, maybe before Yom Kippur, to get some added Yirah Shemayim for Yom Kippur. That's a good way to prepare, to look into the Kasher Glover's eyes and Erev Yom Kippur. I don't know if the library's, maybe I'm going to open one today. Nachdishim lo'kev, Erev Yom Kippur, u'shei dakam and adakam. That'd be a close-knit chibur
with your chaverim, and even people you're not chaverim yet with, get closer. That's what Yom Kippur is about. Machtishon l'machteshes be'erviyom ha'kippurim k'deishet he'daka min ha'daka. So I thought, 2 years ago when I discovered this for the first time, I said, you know what, this, whenever I discovered it, I said, this is perfect for like a Yeridah year right before Yom Kippur. So that's why I made this this Inyone Taruvas Yom Kippur. Okay, so I think we're going to stop here for today. I mean, I don't want to get into, you know, and I wish everyone a Gemar Hasima Tova. And we should continue learning with good health, happiness, and I guess we continue on the Monday after Yisro Chag is on the Wednesday, so that Wednesday is the travel day, Thursday is the first day for people who will be here on Thursday, but then the Maisa people usually don't travel till Sunday. At least the local people should at least be here on Thursday, but okay, whatever. And then we will start the Shir Bez Hashem again the Monday after Shemini Atzeres. So again, we got our feet wet during this man. How many shiurim did we have?
We've already done 5 packets.
How many?
I think this was shiur number 11.
Shiur number 11. Yud Alef Samma Mani. Yud Alef Samma Mani Hektaris. You see? Usually when I make a packet, I make it 12, right? I don't usually make a packet with 11. You know, the packets are mechuvan, the numbers. You know, it has to be mechuvan to something. The numbers of the packets, those I don't know. So now we know that we 11 is, so we had 11 shiurim, so 11 packets, connected the, you know, some money of tires. Okay, so that should be good. Bez Hashem, I wish you all a chasiva chasiva tova, and Bez Hashem, you know, we're getting a few at Tamki Iker, these are the big sugyas, you know, of, you know, there's a reason why we're doing it this order. You know, we have to, these are the fundamentals. Okay? So, Gemar Chasima Tova to you and your whole family and everybody. And we should only have good things to share with each other during this year, Bez Hashem. And if you're here for Shabbos, please feel free to come for a meal or 2 meals, whatever you like. And just whatever you want, please come over, schmooze. You know, I told Rabbi Blau this morning, I said, the most nachas I have for my son, when he comes home with a good mark on the bechina, okay, that's great. But I have more nachas when he tells me that he had a conversation with his Rebbe. He shmooze with his Rebbe. I get even more nachas from that. Because that's what it's about. You should listen. Last night I gave, Max will put it online soon. I spoke for a parlor meeting for Rabbi Yitzchak Alster from Kollel Yerushalayim. He's a big Talmud of Rav Huttner. And I spoke about him and the Kollel. You should listen to it. We got Max to put it on sooner than later. And then you know, it's a big Yisod that I said last night. So you'll hear it.